Arts Connection, the intersection of faith and the arts in Canadian culture. With your host, Robert White. Now, here's Robert.
Welcome to Arts Connection. Renz Lacerna, Marcus Murray, Nathan Hamilton, Mark Chow. These are the members of Lightfall, a Toronto-based worship band which, according to its website, wants the world to hear their music so others can know and experience God through their inspirational lyrics. Tonight's guest, Marcus Murray, is on the phone with us to talk about Lightfall and an upcoming event in the Waterloo region that they're going to be part of. Conversation with Marquis Murray. Good evening, Marquis.
Good evening, Robert. How you doing?
Good. Now, what exactly is your role in Lightfall?
I kind of do a little bit of everything. I am the bass player primarily. I do a bit of the managing as well, booking, online stuff. Pretty much have my hand in a lot of pots right now.
Okay. Now, how did you yourself get interested in music? Let's take us back to when you first started doing
stuff.
Way
back in the day.
Yeah, way back in the day.
Yeah, okay. Well, music's been in my whole life. So I started with my parents. My dad used to play piano and sing as well. He used to do some radio DJing. And so I kind of started at an early age. I started playing the keys and singing in the church choir, that kind of thing. And I played piano for maybe 4 years, and I hated it. It was the worst. My parents would make me practice all the time, and I couldn't stand it. And so I put it down. And maybe about 5 years later, I went into a Long & McQuaid store out in Oshawa with a friend of mine. I'd never been before. And he says to me, "Do you see anything you like?" I'm like, "Yeah, I kind of like the bass. First time ever touching one, anything like that." And he says, "All right, you should pick it up and stick with it." And I rented a bass for a month and got a chord chart and taught myself some notes and played along to my chord charts from church. And yeah, the rest is history. It just kind of evolved from there.
Well, what was it about the bass that attracted you?
I think it was the fact that I always wanted to play guitar, but the bass had four strings as opposed to the six. I figured, hey, this has got to be easier. And so I naturally gravitated towards that. And boy, was I wrong about the easy part.
I'm going to say, yeah, exactly. I mean, bass is not easy.
It's not easy, no.
In terms of that, now, who have you, as you've been developing your playing in that, who have been some of the artists out there that have kind of been an influence on you?
Oh, man. I guess starting off, I listen to a lot of Marcus Miller. He's a jazz bassist. So I've listened to a lot of him. Flea from the Red Hot Chili Peppers, he was one of those guys as well, but I listened to a lot. Getting On, it was a band, POD, I'm sure you're familiar. Trey Daniels, he was a role model for me, so just because I started veering into the rock stuff and started mixing in worship later on in life, but getting me started were definitely those.
Mm-hmm.
Three gentlemen, yeah, huge influences for me.
So how did all of this lead to you getting involved with Lightfall?
Lightfall didn't come for many years later. So when I started playing the bass, I was probably 14. And Lightfall didn't start for me until I was about 24. So we're looking at a 10-year gap there. I was running my own home recording studio and recording a friend of mine, actually. And he kind of said, hey, do you want to start a worship band? And he was doing another project, kind of City in Color-esque, and I thought, hey, yeah, sure. But at the time, I was working a full-time job, doing the studio, and I was about to get married. So I didn't have a lot of time. So I said, yeah, let me know how it goes. You know, find some other people and get back to me, and we'll kind of go from there. And within about a week, I would say, he had found a lead singer, a drummer, and a guitar player, and came back to me with all that. And it's actually kind of a cool story. At the same time that he wanted to start this worship band, he was online on Kijiji looking for guitar pedals and saw an ad come up from another guy that wanted to start a worship band and play bass in it. And so they connected over Kijiji within this 1 week time frame, went out to Second Cup, had a coffee, hit it off, started planning a little bit, and then brought the other guys together. And, you know, this guy ended up being the guitar player. But, yeah, it kind of started online. None of us really knew each other. And it came together. We started jamming. And, yeah, that was that.
Cool. And that was sort of the beginning of Lightfall itself?
That was the beginning of Lightfall. We jammed the first time at the Rehearsal Factory out here in Oshawa, and we just had some church songs, and it was kind of funny, actually, because if you're familiar with the Rehearsal Factory or Oshawa at all, the area we were in wasn't so great, and there were people doing whatever outside, questionable stuff, and it smelled like smoke. And so we're in there playing our music, and about an hour into our very first session, this guy pops his head in, and he looked familiar. He was one of the local church guys. And he said, man, you have no idea how refreshing it is to hear worship music in here. You know, he was in the room next to us doing some audio mixing. And he came in, and so, yeah, we kind of figured from that point, it's like, we need to do this. It's what we're called to do, and we were really believing and trusting in God because he brought us together, gave these guys this vision, and we were going to be obedient to it.
Well, I want to get into a little bit more detail on that whole history of Lightfall and how you guys pulled together and that, but we'll take a quick break, and when we do, we're going to come back and continue our conversation with Marquis Murray from Lightfall. I'm your host, Robert White, and you're listening to Arts Connection on Faith FM.
Your love has captured me. Beauty and death has set me free. A power that knows no end. Oh, who am I that you call me friend? We will run to your arms. Hearts abandoned in praise. Lost in your presence. We'll run. You made a way, Lord, I will worship you.
Welcome back to Arts Connection. You've been listening to We Will Run from Lightfall's newest CD, Lost in Who You Are. I'm your host, Robert White, and we're going to continue our conversation with band member Marky Murray. You were talking about how you guys came together through Kijiji, and you started playing and rehearsing and that. When did Lightfall itself actually start leading worship as a worship band, and how did that all come together?
Yeah, sure, good question. Started for us in November 2012, and so we had gotten together. It was probably the end of September. That's when we all met. We started jamming. We were rehearsing, trying to figure out what we stand for, what kind of band we want to be, why we're all doing this, established a name as well, which I can get back to. But yeah, it would have been November. We got an opportunity to lead at a retreat up in Madiba. Camp Madiba, I believe it's North Gravenhurst. And they had never heard us. We didn't have any audio out. A friend just kind of said, yep, I got some buddies. They're starting a worship band. And that was with a church from Burlington. So we went up for the weekend. And this is our first time together. We had none of our songs written, nothing, but it started from there, and it really blossomed. We got good reception, built some relationships very quickly, and kind of stemmed from there.
Well, I want to get into that. You mentioned about the, you know, coming up with a name and that. I want to get into that. Where did the name Lightfall come from? How did you guys land on that name for the band?
Yeah, sure. We had been trying for weeks to come up with a name, and we're throwing stuff back and forth. And at the time, none of us had like the same platform of phones. So now we have like iMessage. We all have an iMessage group, but we had emails flying back and forth between everybody trying to figure this out. And we said, one night, we're just going to get together. We went to the guitar player's house, and we sat down with an acoustic guitar. And we opened up the Bible, and we started reading some passages and playing the acoustic guitar, just hoping for some inspiration. And it wasn't coming. But it was maybe a few hours into that session, we just kind of started putting some names out there. And some names that kind of came up, one was Aurora. We liked the name Aurora, which had to do with the light and being a light. An aurora borealis being a body of light, and so that kind of stuck for a little bit. And then out of nowhere, I just blurted out Lightfall, right? Light from the sky falling, whatever you want it to be. And that was the cool thing, was I identified it as light falling from the sky, and other guys identified it as a light in life, and it was really open to interpretation at that point. But instantly, everyone connected with it. And even though I came up with the name Lightfall, I was rooting for Aurora. So it's kind of funny in that. But yeah, it just kind of came up after hours and hours and weeks of just searching and throwing some stuff out there.
Well, you've mentioned, as we were talking about, you know, the number of guys that are involved in the group. Can you sort of give us a background on who else is involved in Lightfall? And what their instrumentation and what they do in the band?
Yeah, sure. So we have Renz Lucerna. He is our lead singer. He plays the acoustic guitar as well. Mark Chown is our drummer. He's actually a pastor out in Mississauga at Christ Church. And then Nathan Hamilton is our guitar player as well. So we are a four-piece. Everyone kind of has a hand. Mark does a lot of our design stuff. He's really great with video, so kind of in-house that way. And then Mark and Renz will do the majority of the writing. Mark, though he's a drummer, can play the acoustic guitar pretty well. And him and Renz get together quite a bit and just throw songs back and forth and build them from there. So a lot of the songs you hear on the album, like We Will Run, trying to think of another one. We Will Run was one that Mark actually wrote himself, and then brought together with Renz, and Majesty as well. Majesty was actually two songs that one Renz had written and one Mark had written that we kind of brought together as well. So those guys have a huge hand in the production and the songwriting.
Well, you mentioned some of the things the guys are doing. You know, Mark is a pastor, and yeah. and that. How do you balance the whole ministry of the band with, you know, jobs, family, you know, life in general? How do you find that balance to be able to do the ministry that you're doing?
Mm-hmm. It's really tough. It's really tough. Like, we're at the point now where we are inches away from going full time, at least some of us, because Renz and Nathan, they are students currently, and they'll be finishing up their semesters and their 10 years in May. And so we identify, like, that comes first. School comes first. Family is very important to every single one of us. So we try and balance those things, but it does get tough. Like, we have a calendar that we share with our families as well, so they can kind of see when we're on the road, when we're away. And it seems like as we grow and as time gets on, there's less and less white space in those calendars, which is good on one side because God's opening up those opportunities, but then at the same side, we're away from our families that much more. So yeah. It's tough, but they support it. Mm-hmm. They really do. I'm married, Mark's married, and our wives really believe in it. I mean, that's the most important part, because if they don't, then we're fighting this losing battle, and you want your partner to kind of be on board with it. So it's been years of compromise, been years of just talking it out, and them seeing that it's not just some guys kicking it in a garage band, you know, but doing events and meeting people and making real connections. So they've really got behind it, and it's made it easier for us as well. Mind you, it's never easy being away from home, but it works. And now it's even more complicated for me. My wife and I just brought two baby boys into the world in December, and so I'm actually off work right now for a few months, and I'm just taking the time to be a dad and be home and bond with the boys, and trying to work with the band as well. So yeah, it could be a very interesting year. We'll see what happens, but our plan is to grow and keep meeting people and getting connected. So grace is going to help us, I'm sure, a lot.
Well, talking about the band and its ministry and that, I like what you say on the on your website where it says that Lightfall wants the world to hear their music so others can know and experience God through their inspirational lyrics.
Yeah,
sort of wrap that down in sort of, you know, a couple of words in terms of what Lightfall's ministry is as a band.
Sure, yeah. We're totally about sharing stories. That's always our thing. You'll see on the tagline at the bottom there, it says, you know, this is our story. This is our music. We are Lightfall. We start off by saying that we are nobodies from the suburbs of Toronto, and we try and keep that same stance, right? Like, we came together. We didn't know anybody. No one knew us. And God really put this together and has been making it work, right? So even down to the songwriting, I mentioned during the conception of the name, we had the Bible open. Like, all the songs that we have written come from the Bible, the Word, and I don't think there's any other way to do it, really, right? Because if you're just making music for the sake of making music and there's no substance, there's no background, then what is it, right? It's just idle words, really. And so that's where our inspiration draws from. And we've been told by people that they've listened to the lyrics and they've identified with the passage, or it's helped them get through a time in their life, something that they were dealing with. And so we seek inspiration from the Bible, from God. And if someone listens to our songs and they can identify and it can help them, then I think, you know, ultimately we see that God succeeded in reaching that person. And so one person or the world, everyone's got a story. And we want people to be able to find help or find a solution, find this, some kind of coping mechanism, if you will, through our song. That's what that really is all about.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that's a good note to take a final break, and then we're going to come back and finish our conversation with Marky Murray. I'm your host, Robert White, and you're listening to Arts Connection on Faith FM.
Son, to die for this dying world. You saved us from the death that we deserved. Your grace is our salvation. We rejoice.
Arts Connection, you've been listening to Your Love is an Ocean from the Lost in Who You Are CD by Lightfall. I'm your host, Robert White, and we're going to wrap up our conversation with Lightfall's bass player, Marky Murray. Marky, Lightfall is taking place an event in the Kitchener-Waterloo area, along with Jason and Charmaine Brown and Dana Marie. Give us a little bit of some background detail on that. When is it? Where is it? And what are you hoping to do with that event?
Yeah, okay. What am I hoping to do? I'll start there. We love when different bodies, different churches get together and worship. We love it. There's nothing better. When we were first getting going, we hosted an event out in Oshawa and went to churches from Scarborough, Toronto, out to Curtis, Bowmanville, and just invited them to come worship with us. So we had close to 350 people from different groups, different denominations come and worship. So that's why we're doing it. Just because we love that corporate sense when people come together. Dana Marie, actually, who is a Kitchener native, as well as Jason and Charmaine, it was her idea to host this event in Kitchener-Waterloo. And so we jumped at it because, yeah, like I said, we love corporate worship, but we also are into building relationships. And prior to this event, we really didn't know Dana or Jason and Charmaine personally. We connected with them at the GMA out in Edmonton in November. And so we started planning it back from there. But, yeah, it's going to be March 11th, 7 p.m. We're inviting churches all across the area from Guelph, Cambridge, Hamilton, even London, we'd love you to come out. We would love you to come worship with us. We think it's going to be an amazing night. Tickets are on sale right now at wearelightfall.com. You can get tickets there. We also have youth groups. Rates that are available. So mm-hmm. if you haven't gotten a chance to get your tickets yet, they're available online up until the day of the event. So we'd love to have you come out.
And where is it taking place?
It's taking place, I guess I should include that. It's KW Christian Fellowship.
Great.
Now, Kitchener-Waterloo.
Now, if people are interested in learning a little bit more about Lightfall and finding out a little bit more about the music and the band's ministry, and that, where can they do that?
You can do that on pretty much any social platform. All of our handles are We Are Lightfall. So you can go to wearelightfall.com. You can catch us on Facebook by searching facebook.com/wearelightfall. We keep all the platforms updated and churning out information all the time. So you can get it there. We also have a newsletter that we send out monthly. You can subscribe to on our website, which gives you a little bit more insider information all the time. So. Yeah, take your pick.
Great. Well, Marky, thank you very much for your time tonight.
Oh, no problem. Thanks for having me, Robert. I really, really appreciate it.
And thank you for listening to Arts Connection today. Thank you to my guest, Marcus Murray. And if you miss a broadcast or want to hear it again, look for archive programs on our website at artsconnection.ca. And be sure to tune in next week at a new time of 9 p.m. Eastern Time for another look at where faith, arts, and Canadian culture meet. For more information on Arts Connection, email robert@artsconnection.ca. Follow us on Twitter at @SayLaw13. Look for the Arts Connection page on Facebook or check out the Arts Connection blog at blog.artsconnection.ca. For Arts Connection, I'm your host, Robert White, saying good day and God bless.